So next up on Express Yourself, I'm joined by Laura Ehrman, a counselor for Pathfinders, as well as Nate White, representing Bridging Bionics as a board member, and Jamie Ramji, who's also working with Bridging Bionics. So welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so pleased to have you here today to talk in more detail about this big announcement on Monday concerning the Redefining Transitions Building Resiliency Program, which is actually these two groups, Pathfinders and Bridging Bionics, working together towards a common goal, which is sort of this holistic healing, this body-mind healing. So before we get into that, why don't we hear a little bit about Bridging Bionics and then Pathfinders? Nate, would you like to tell us?
Sure. Yeah. So Bridging Bionics is a nonprofit that was founded about 4 years ago by Amanda Boxtel, who's a local who injured herself in a skiing accident 25 years ago. And she purchased actually crowdfunded the purchase of a robotic exoskeleton. And a robotic exoskeleton essentially is a skeleton that can walk for you. She has used that for a little while, and then she wanted to essentially provide this service to everybody who needed it in the community. So she started the nonprofit Bridging Bionics. And so Bridging Bionics offers essentially free physical therapy to people that have spinal cord injuries, as well as a lot of other neurological conditions.
Anything you want to add to that, Jamie?
I think Nate did a great summary. You know, Bridging Bionics has just been so powerful in the lives of people with neurological mobility impairments. And I think until I started working for Bridging Bionics, I had no idea how much potential and possibility there is in neuro recovery and how much Bridging Bionics is facilitating that.
And Nate, you've directly benefited from the program. You've experienced firsthand an amazing transformation thanks to Amanda's work.
Yeah, I have. I was injured, paralyzed in a kayaking accident a little over 3 years ago outside of Crested Butte, Colorado. I went to Craig Hospital, which is a rehab hospital in Denver, and it really didn't look very good at all. I didn't have hardly any neurological function below my injury, which is the second lumbar vertebrae. I got out of Craig Hospital and back to my life and was feeling, pretty intimidated by my injury and the possibility that I might be in a chair for the rest of my life. And before I even got back, though, Amanda actually reached out to me and talked to me while I was in the hospital and told me about this program and invited me to be a part of it. It was kind of a fledgling program at the time. There were only a few patients at that point. She also just kind of served as an incredible mentor for me in my life. So I started walking in the exoskeleton and doing therapy with Bridging Bionics 2 to 3 times a week. And kind of kept up that regimen for a couple of years, and I still work out once a week with Bridging Bionics. Some amazing care and a lot of hard work, I started walking about a year after my injury. And about another year after the injury, I was walking without any assistance with a lot of confidence. Now I go for short runs ride my mountain bike around. So it's been an incredible program for me. But probably one of the most important aspects of the program for me is the sense of community the program provides. So I've met a ton of incredible individuals who've been my mentors and my inspiration. We've all seen some sort of gains through this program, and we all encourage each other. And so it's been a really positive experience.
Well, the physical part of an event like this that might cause a spinal cord injury or limit a person's mobility is the obvious thing that needs healing, but perhaps sometimes unspoken to is the emotional, mental pain that goes along with that. So Laura, if you'd like to introduce Pathfinders and then talk a little bit about how Pathfinders is working now with Bridging Bionics to provide help in that realm as well.
Sure. Thank you so much for having us. Pathfinders is a nonprofit in the Valley, grief and loss, serving clients from Aspen to Rifle. And we work with clients individually and in group, and we have all sorts of services that we can provide for clients. We have a whole set of volunteers that work with clients if there are people in need of a meal. We have amazing meals that are cooked and delivered to their house. Just such a giving, wonderful nonprofit, and you know, to collaborate with Bridging Bionics, who's also such an amazing organization. I can't think of a better two better nonprofits to be collaborating and brought together. So I was actually introduced to Bridging Bionics through a good friend of mine who sustained a spinal cord injury a couple years ago and was welcomed into the Bridging Bionics community about a year ago. And I was just amazed by the sense of community, like Nate was talking about, and, you know, felt that he was welcomed, you know, like a family member. And we felt like family, too, when we'd, you know, attend their events. And the two leaders of the two organizations share a lot of common links. So Allison Daly is the leader and director of Pathfinders, and Amanda Boxtel, CEO of Bridging Bionics. And the two of them, first of all, have huge hearts. And I think one of the biggest common links between the two organizations is that neither organization wants funding or finances to come between services and access for clients to any service. And I think that's a beautiful thing and so needed in our Valley and for mental health. So there's going to be group services offered for Bridging Bionics clients and individual counseling services. Max Mancini is a counselor through Pathfinders who's going to be the point person for the counseling services. And the event was held Monday night at Third Street Center, and it was such an amazing turnout of people there to hear about how this initiative is going to unfold. And really looking forward to seeing where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nate, would you like to talk a little bit about how this will take the healing process of Bridging Bionics another step further and your experience with the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the idea behind this partnership, and it's just so cool that we have two nonprofits that are partnering up with one another, and not in competition with each other, which is really special, is that there's only so much that technology and physical therapy can do from somebody who's sustained a trauma. Physical traumas are way more than just physical, of course, right? Especially ones that change the way that you live your life, the way that you get around, and in your relationship to your body. So I think having this mental health component is going to be so important. I mean, I just think about the my aversion to counseling when I got out, and even before my accident, but especially when I got out of the hospital, and I was just feeling kind of so alone and not sure exactly how to deal with this new person that I was. So. So I certainly could have benefited from that, and I know a lot of people with spinal cord injuries are struggling. I mean, a lot of us in life are struggling. People that not just people that have neurological conditions, but it's a super important component to the healing process. I think I think we can't really heal our bodies if our minds aren't in the right place.
Yeah, how much of a component did your mind play in your healing? I imagine it was a different day when you came at it with a good spirit versus when you couldn't really emotionally motivate yourself to perhaps do the exercises that you have to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there were certainly days where, and especially days when I had just been back from the hospital, before I was working again, where, you know, I was just feeling this kind of existential dread that came over me every day about how I was going to make it through that day and then to the next day, especially with, you know, the physical pain that I was experiencing. That was really challenging. I think that the thing that was really beneficial for me was getting back in the classroom again. So I'm a teacher, and getting to to get outside of my head and my situation a little bit, and be a part of a community. And that's another thing that I love about the Bridging Bionics community is kind of healed those feelings of alienation that I was having after returning from the hospital and being just kind of alone, a disabled person, in a world of able-bodied people, and that was tough. And so I think thinking about this program and a lot of the feedback that we got and the input that we got on Monday night was that people want to create more kind of structured communities. Those of us with disabilities, with neurological conditions and spinal cord injuries, where we can learn from each other. And I think that's one of the things that I'm most excited about this new initiative.
And another element of this initiative that I think is really incredible is that these counseling services will also be offered to the caregivers and the loved ones of the clients at Bridging Bionics.
Could you speak to that from your personal perspective and what brought you into Bridging Bionics?
Sure. Well, I think part of the reason I really love doing this work, I'm a development and communications coordinator for Bridging Bionics, is I get to create an element of community. And my father lived with MS and passed away this past year. And I feel like he could have benefited from the community and the services that Bridging Bionics provides, but also in thinking about this new partnership, how he would have done so well with counseling and community, and that I'm so grateful that this is coming into fruition, because I think that, even the support that I needed in being a caregiver for my father and having counseling be a really huge part of my healing process, that it's all so transformative when you get the opportunity to really, connect and be there with people and for people.
Mm-hmm.
That you get elements of both and lots of learning along the way.
And the need to just personally discharge things. On occasion, I think that's something every human being alive will benefit from. But especially, when you are undergoing a stressful situation, whether that's personally healing or being a really foundational source of support for a person in their healing, can also, just naturally come to be a challenge. And so to have somebody just to listen,
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's, Pathfinder's goal is to provide that safe space and just make sure that we are there to listen and be present. And I think what I love about Pathfinders is it's a very organic organization, and we're looking for feedback from Bridging Bionics and looking to meet their needs to see what comes up. We have some pretty fun ideas of retreats. We do a grief and loss retreat, rafting retreat in the summer, and we talked about, coming together with Bridging Bionics and developing some sort of rafting retreat for everyone. So I think that would be really neat to come up with some innovative ideas.
For anybody who has been listening to this conversation and is interested in reaching out to either Pathfinders or Bridging Bionics or learning more about redefining transitions, what are the best ways to get in touch?
Well, please go and visit bridgingbionics.org, and you can check out all of the articles that have been published and, you know, information about our founder, Amanda Boxtel, at bridgingbionics.org.
And for Pathfinders, you can go to pathfindersforyou.org. And there's all sorts of tools, and our services are listed. We have online counseling as well. But there's all sorts of things that Pathfinders offers, so there you can get a lot of great information there.
Is that the number for F-O-R? Just curious.
It's F-O-R. Okay. Yes, sorry.
Uh-huh. All kinds of variations.
Sure.
Well, I want to thank my guests. We've been speaking with Jamie Ramji and Nate White, representing Bridging Bionics, and Laura Ehrman with Pathfinders. Is there anything else that any of you would like to share?
I would love to thank all of our generous donors out there, because I think without them, we wouldn't be able to stay afloat. And, just shout out to that community. Thank you.
Big shout out.
Absolutely echo that.
Yeah, all the generous people.
Yeah, we're very grateful. We have so many giving souls in this valley and, you know, in the nation, internationally. You know, we all have...
And some amazing volunteers too.
Absolutely.
That give their time and their energy and themselves, right? That have year after year in Bridging Bionics to help all of our clients succeed.
Yeah, in a valley with so many phenomenal nonprofits, couldn't happen without all the people who are supporting those missions and giving of themselves, whether as volunteers or financially contributing to making people's dreams a reality and making very real change in their own community. It's a special thing.
For sure.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
And thank you for the initiative. This is really cool.
It's exciting.